Community Connections. CKMS. Local sounds, thoughts, passions, and success. Celebrate local. Your neighbor's got a story to tell. Community Connections. CKMS.
Hello. Hello. Listen to Community Connections here at CKMS. It's Jeff Steger, one of your co-hosts. Bob's usually in, but I'm in today. Today is October the 14th, and we are certainly into the fall season. You know, it's cold in the daytime, but sunny, and the trees are about, one-third of the way through losing all their leaves, I'd say. And we're just glad, folks, you took some time to listen in today, Community Connections. And as you know, we're going to have some chat, play some songs. And today's guest is Susie. And Susie, tell us what this first song is and why do you like it?
Good afternoon. My name is Susie. Today's first song is going to be by a Kurdish artist. His name is Nasir Rezazi. Mm-hmm. It is about Jina Jin Peshmerga, which means female fighter. Peshmerga, as many of you know, have fought off large groups such as ISIS, which the states had reached out for Kurdish fighters to help, and the majority is actually women, which is insane. And it takes a lot of bravery to do that.
All right, press the go button, and we'll be back, folks. Stay locked in. It's Community Connections. Go ahead.
Thank you. چوار کلب چد خات بردم دسا ای کوت باری کک دال بوش این سنور بپر این و چاوی فرمز کاوی حلی این لمپر لمپر تا او پری کردستان گومی خوینا یا وران یا وران
And we're back. And Susie, that was a really great song. And thanks for playing that one. I'm just really looking forward to have you tell us a little bit more about yourself and so on. With that song there, just remind us again what that song was.
So thank you, Jeff. Glad to be back on. So that song there was, again, Nasr Zazi, great artist, has so many songs out. He is originally from Kermanshah, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
And this song relates to many people in Kurdistan. So Kurdistan, if some people don't know, usually when I meet somebody and they ask me where I'm from, it's such a hard question, right? Because being from Kurdistan, it's not a official country,
mm-hmm.
you know, which is really tough to deal with, because when I was younger, I would just tell people that I'm from Iran,
mm-hmm.
or, you know, I don't speak Kurdish. I wouldn't even mention that. I'd be like, yeah, I understand some Farsi, you know, English is my main language. But now it's like, no, I'm from Kurdistan. You know, mm-hmm. we have been a minority for so long, but that's because we've been displaced for so long. And it's so exhausting to not be able to speak about where you're from, mm-hmm. or speak your own language, for example, which is, I can't even imagine that, mm-hmm. you know? It's like your hands are tied, and people in Iran don't have a voice, right? So today's lesson is Kurdistan, it's independence and women's rights. So in that song, they talk about how the Kurdish soldiers are both male and majority are actually female.
Right. Yeah.
Which takes a lot of bravery in an individual, and that's what Kurdish people are about. It's our bravery. It's our ability to keep fighting no matter how long it's been. It's been since the Iranian Revolution, before that, you know, and that's talking about, like, what is that, 1979?
Yeah, I think it's even before that, like, the whole reason why Kurdistan never got its own country, because mm-hmm. they got stupid after World War One.
Exactly.
World War Two, when, like, you know, the Iranians got this, and the
Iraqis got that.
Yeah, and somehow they said, And well, let's just divide the Kurdistan into all these three places that has never been resolved.
Exactly.
If I got that right, I think that's history.
Exactly. Yeah. And it's divided into four, actually. Even okay. Further than that, it goes very north, right? Like, you got Turkey, you got Syria, you got Iran, you got Iraq. I was so displaced that between the Iran and Iraq war, I couldn't even be born in, like, Kurdistan, northern Iran.
Yeah.
Which is where my parents are from.
Right.
I was actually born in Iraq. So it's hard when someone asks me, example, where I'm from, you know, it's so hard. Like, I get, like, people's families get mixed with different races, different cultures, but it's like when you're born in a different country because you were displaced because of war,
mm-hmm.
at that point, it's hard to know who you are as a person,
mm-hmm.
you know, like, even culture. Like, I came to Canada when I was 4.
Right.
So I'm very blessed to speak my mother tongue, but... that's because my parents taught me that when I was here.
Yeah.
If they didn't, I would have no recollection of anything because I don't remember anything from back home. You know, we lived in a refugee camp, mm-hmm. and UNICEF was one of the programs, I think, that was sponsoring refugees to come to Canada at that point. So, yeah, we got Toronto as the choice, and then they spread us out from there.
Okay.
Which was really great.
Must have been quite an experience for a 4-year-old.
Yeah. I remember I got lost at the airport too. I was crying. Apparently I wanted to go back home, but yeah.
Did you come in the middle of winter when it was cold and that really scares you?
I think it was because I had no idea what snow was.
Okay.
I think it was like, yeah, I don't remember it, but it was like the year of 2002 or three, I think, or two. Yeah.
Yeah.
Actually, no, it was summertime.
Okay.
It was summer, but yeah, snow was not a thing for us. My siblings loved it, though. Yeah.
It's quite a journey. A side story, my mother and others sponsored 2 young people from Laos,
mm-hmm.
and they flew into Toronto Airport, and it was February.
Oh, boy.
And they cried all the way to come to Kitchener.
Yeah.
And they asked them why, and they said, what kind of country is this? Everything's dead.
Yeah.
Leaves are off the tree.
Well, that's what happens in winter, right? Like, Charles Darwin were here right now. he would say that, you know, trees are smart enough to make their system, you know, die for that amount of time, and then they make themselves grow back.
Come back.
Yeah, it's like hibernating, right?
Yeah.
But yeah, everything does seem dead when it's winter.
Yeah, that's a good story. I'm glad you mentioned all this stuff to give some context to what we're talking about today,
mm-hmm.
women's rights and specific things when it comes to the Kurdish folks in that part of Iran. And also that, you know, we talked a little bit about this music so far. So we got a good show lined up. You gave our audience an excellent view of our show moving forward, what we're going to do.
Exactly.
But we're going to play some music here.
We are. That's the next song.
What do you got?
So our next song... So I'm going to give a little bit of backstory into our next conversation. It's going to be about Gina Amini. She was a 22-year-old Kurdish woman who was living in Iran.
Mm-hmm.
She was the one who was brutally killed by the mortality police for so-called misplaced hijab. So this is Shervin, his name. He was actually, I think, imprisoned for posting this song. It's very difficult for people in Iran to get a voice. Because no matter what you do, they will find where you live, they will, you know, kill you, do something to you and your relatives, because I don't know how they do it, but they check your face and where you live, and if you post something, they track it. I haven't even spoken to my family members back home,
because
mm-hmm. there's no internet. So this is called Barya Azadi.
Okay, go ahead.
And let's go.
برای توی کوچه رخ سیدن برای ترسیدن به وقت بوسیدن برای خواهرم خواهرت خواهرامون برای تغییر مغزها که پوسیدن برای شرمندگی برای بیپولی برای حسرت یک زندگی معمولی برای کودک زبال گرد و آرزوهاش برای این اقتصاد دستوری برای این هوای آلوده برای ولیعصر و درختای فرسوده برای پیروز و احتمال انقراضش برای سگهای بیگناه ممنوعه برای گریه های بیوقفه برای تصویر تکرار این لحظه برای چهره ای که میخنده، برای دانش آموزا، برای آینده، برای این بهشت اجباری، برای نخبه های زندانی، برای کودکان افغانی، برای این همه برای غیر تکراری، برای این همه شعارهای تو خالی، برای آوار خونه های پوشالی، برای احساس آرامش، برای خورشید پس از شبای طولانی، برای قرصای اعصاب و بیخوابی، برای مرد میهن آبادی، برای دختری که آرزو داشت پسر بود، برای زن زندگی آزادی، برای آزادی، برای آزادی،
listening to CKMS Community Connections, and thank you so much. You could be doing all kinds of things on a Friday afternoon, but you're with us, and we really appreciate it. And it's October the 14th. Today's guest is Susie, and we've had her second song. We got to know Susie a little bit, her history of getting, how did you end up in the, you know, basically, how did you end up in the studio on a Friday afternoon? It's quite a long story, an all-around-the-world story. So we got to know Susie a bit with that and the song, and we our next segment is going to be more to our topics today, but before we get there, tell us again about this song you just played, please.
So this song, it is a bunch of tweets from Twitter that people from around Iran, Kurdistan have written. And in each of the tweets, you can find it on YouTube. It has the English subtitles for those of you who can't read it.
Mm-hmm.
But it has an English subtitle of everything that the tweets are said. And he actually created a song about from all of those tweets. And in some of them, it talks about the economy. It talks about the polluted air, for example.
Yes.
It talks about the kids on the streets who are fighting in these protests, peaceful protests, and actually being killed, you know?
Right.
Those are kids who are fighting in these streets and that are being murdered by these so-called mortality police and officers, you know? It's for the missing kids, for the missing adults, for having anti-regime papers in your car, for example, and your brother-in-law being killed, your father being killed. It's, you should have freedom of speech like you have in Canada. You should have freedom of rights, no matter your gender. For Afghan kids in this, for the non-repetitive fours, you know, you shouldn't be, you know, repeating all these meaningless slogans for all the buildings that are collapsed. It's terrible seeing everything back there and not even being able to communicate with your family, your friends, your relatives. It's terrible not knowing what's happening next door,
mm-hmm.
you know, yeah. not seeing tomorrow. Tomorrow is not promised back there. That is something that's so real. You know, you take advantage of what you have here in the States, you know, and very well-developed countries who don't have rules such as the Islamic State, right?
Yeah, that's well said. The G7 countries are, you know, they got schools, they got education, they got hospitals, all that kind of stuff. A bit more democracies usually,
right. Well, even in hospitals, like for our topic today, for Gina Amini, she had the name Mahsa Amini.
Yeah.
Mahsa was more of a Iranian name.
Okay.
Right? Her real name was Gina Amini. She couldn't say that when she was arrested. And then when she was brutally beaten by the mortality police for her inappropriate attire, they said, for her hijab being misplaced.
Yeah.
It showed a little bit of her hair. They said because of that, she was beaten and murdered. But no, it's because her mother tongue was Kurdish. It was because her real name was Kurdish, you know? And we're not a minority anymore,
mm-hmm.
you know? There's so many of us, but if we become one and unite, and don't say that you're from, you know, Kurdistan, Iran, or Kurdistan, Iraq, you know? Sure, that's where you were born. But why divide us in an even more way than we already are? Mm-hmm. Do you know what I mean? So,
yeah. Oh, we're getting well ahead in our topics here. Let's, we won't have a chance to play some more song in between. Let's just take a few minutes here and talk a bit more about the fact that this girl could not wear clothes she wanted to wear.
Exactly.
So this is an issue about the freedoms, whether to be who you are.
Exactly. No matter where you're from.
Yeah, you want to say a little bit about that? Like, it's so, you know, just offhand in Canada here, there certainly has been in the past male and female roles. You know, women would be teachers or nurses, and that's about, or secretaries.
Exactly. And so now you see more male nurses.
Exactly.
Exactly. And now you see women in construction, for example, because each gender is capable of the same thing, right?
So, like, North America was a patriarchy. That's a technical term of a male-driven society. So tell us a little bit about what's in the Middle East, in Iran, Kurdistan, I'll call it Kurdistan, and that. Tell us a little bit about what the culture is there.
So culture is beautiful there.
Yeah.
Our clothing is beautiful. We have, the tastiest markets for food, spices, whatever you want. But it can also be very strict. It is very strict.
Yeah.
And this day and age with the new president, it's insanely hard. Like, as a woman, if you want to go to the market, you should have a male with you.
Right.
You know, you usually take, like, your husband or brother-in-law or your older brother, someone who is able to protect you, because there's exactly what I said earlier, there's no promise of seeing tomorrow. Gina Amini didn't know that she wasn't going to return to her family that day.
Right,
like, it's terrible not knowing what is next and not being able to wear your headscarf the way that you wanted to. Sure, maybe a little bit of hair is what she wanted.
Mm-hmm.
You know, why not? Why can men dress the way that they want and women cannot? You know, why is it so hard for you to lower your gaze?
Mm-hmm.
You know, or be respectful or say the appropriate words or don't, you know, cut that generational curse of women should be housewives or women can only be a nurse and they can't be a doctor. You know what I mean? Like, it should be done with, you know. It's something that it shouldn't be repeated.
So what's so this is not something new, and lots of women, even that's the Saudi Arabian women, were being restricted a lot. A lot of cultures do that, isn't it? It's been two weeks or almost 3 weeks since that young woman was killed at the hands of the police. It has really caught on this time, I think.
Oh yeah,
what do you say?
I think she has caused a fire, and I don't think it's going to burn out anytime soon.
Yep.
You see women in the protests taking their scarves off and burning it in fires.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you see women dressing they want to dress. And although many of them have died in these protests, it's refreshing to see people coming out. And it sucks that people's lives are, you know, being taken, but if it takes a few, if it takes 1,000, we've already had millions die, you know, but if it takes a couple more, then we will do that, because that's what Kurdish people are about. We are about fighting. The woman in Iran, we are with you as well.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it doesn't matter that you're from Iran and that we're from Kurdistan. We are both fighting for the same thing, you know, and it's for us to have the rights that we need to have.
Mm-hmm.
As a woman, life comes from us, so we shouldn't be disrespected in that way.
Yeah.
Well, it's certainly got, you and I talked about this show for 2 weeks, and just even today, there was still some news going on about what's happening in Iran and how the religious authorities are trying to, they got an explanation for everything, but it's
exactly.
I don't know if they'd be able to stop, but I mean, it was. Most countries, once the women get into it, you got to stand back, because that's what's going to happen, usually.
I know. It's sad.
Well, looking forward to we get to our next segment. We'll talk a little bit more about how it ties in with you as a person from Kurdistan, and how that ties in with the fact that this happened in Iran. I think you're going to draw some connections there.
sure.
But it's time to play some more music.
What do you got?
So, next song is not too long, but it is the Kurdish anthem, which most of you probably have not heard before. So we're going to play that today.
Okay, go ahead. Back and folks, our guest today is Susie. And if you ever, this is a Community Connection show. And if you ever thought you might have your own show here at CKMS, you're more than welcome. Just go to our website, radiowarrior.ca, click on that button, says start a show, and you can have lots of fun doing what you think is important and just enjoying this scene. Little plug for the station. We're into our third segment here of our show. We've gotten to know Susie a bit about where she came over here as a four-year-old kid walking around in the airport getting lost, and then a little bit about women's rights and the latest in the news concern about that is what's happened in a young 22-year-old girlie over there in Iran. And so we're into our third segment, and we want to talk about maybe some more specifics that only Shay would be, it strikes her, it's not just only an issue of women's rights, it's also, I think, it's some other issues that you brought up. I kind of did that justice. I don't want to get ahead of what you want to say, but it's not just about women's rights. There's other things going on here, right?
Right.
Okay.
So, well,
go ahead.
In Iran, it's been going on for 43 years, right?
Yeah.
Since the, I believe, the revolution in 1979. So even before then, Kurds have been killed and murdered. You remember the genocide with Saddam Hussein,
right?
That was gas that I believe smelled like sweet apples. And we have that huge statue of, I don't know if it is the father or grandfather holding the baby who is only a few months old.
Right.
That is in March. That's the Halabja invasion, and it's terrible to see the pictures and how many people were killed. It's a genocide of the Kurds, and it's not spoken about enough.
Mm-hmm.
And I believe Jina Amini really sparked another revolution, and And this time it's targeting women, and it's refreshing because we need that. We need Kurds and we need females. We need us to be strong enough for each other and have each other's backs when things like this happen. We need to speak up. We need people to go on more radio shows and speak about things like this. You need to tweet. You need to post on Instagram, whatever social media outlet that you use. TikTok's huge right now.
Mm-hmm.
And even I'm not getting any of this on my For You page. I'm not seeing any of it on my Instagram unless my friends are posting about it, which is very few.
Right.
To all of you out there who follow me on Instagram, I see you. It's so sad because, like, you see Ukraine. Trudeau just handed out $47 million to Ukraine.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I've never seen another country help Kurdistan.
Mm-hmm.
I honestly, if there is, please show yourself. If there was enough support between all of the countries, it's not like we're fighting for land that is not already ours, right? The history goes back. We don't need to explain ourselves any further. Do you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Like, that is land that is ours. It's been ours for generations. My great-great-grandfather is from there, you know? I'm going to take my name to the grave with that, with me, you know? Like, it's something that I want to keep with myself. I don't want to continue saying, yeah, I'm from Iran. Or, you know, yes, my nationality is Canadian, but that's because I was displaced so much that I wasn't able to be raised in my motherland.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I love Canada. I love the opportunity that I have here. But there's always that thought of, where could I have been if I had my own country? If I was able to roam my own land and speak my own language and it not be forbidden.
There's no reason why that can't happen in the fullness of time. It's a long, long trip, unfortunately, because there's no officially recognized Kurdistan government at this point. This is something like the United Nations has to do or something, where they say, hey, guess what? We're going to make a new country.
I know.
And it's a project, but the first step is awareness. And thanks for coming in and talking about that, to remind people that the main groups of Kurdish in the world are spread between three countries, I would say, right? Iraq, Iran, and Turkey.
And Syria.
Syria. All have major identifiable Kurdish citizens.
Exactly.
So as this unfolds over, as this young woman's death unfolds over in Iran, two things come to mind. Shay's talking about is women in general are to be treated equal, because that's just the way things are done or should be done. That's aspirational. That's our goal. We want to live that. And secondly, the fact that that long hoped for reunion of all the Kurdish peoples in one country, Kurdistan, would happen.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's your message today. Eh?
It is my message today.
Yeah, that's good. Yeah. So, so the beauty of stuff like this is you get your message out, but people who don't want that message to go. It's concerning. There's all kinds of, you know, like secret police running around, all that kind of stuff. It can be difficult when you're trying to do something right, but other people are really working hard that you can't fulfill what you want to do.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's a bit of a chill, isn't it?
It is. Well, I think that's what is so lovely about times changing, right? Like, with now, people use social media as a weapon.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we don't need Yeah, we don't need to use guns anymore. We don't need to use, like, sure, the States has a huge military base, but the things that get out there is because people post it on social media. And, you know, all of these protests, they get out there and people go to them because they're posted, right? But with Iran controlling the internet and cutting off things such as WhatsApp, Imo, you know, Viber, Instagram and Facebook are down.
Mm-hmm.
You can't even call because it can be traced with your phone number to their main line. Some of them don't even have main lines. So it's hard when communication is cut off, because that is vital to everything. Imagine not being able to speak with your loved one in Canada.
Mm-hmm.
You know, remember back in the days where you had to write a letter, you know, it'd get there after a few weeks, maybe on a boat, maybe on a ship. Like, it's not like that anymore, right? Like, times are changing. And the more people post, the more people will know. Like, I've been educating people left and right, but it's like nobody knows. I work at a restaurant, and on the news, you barely hear it. Mm-hmm. And I'm there for at least an 8-hour shift.
Right.
And I'll hear it maybe if I'm lucky once about Gina Amini. And it's not even her Kurdish name that's on the TV. It's her Iranian name.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, why hide her nationality? Why hide where she's from? That's her ethnicity. That's her culture. You know, she has her own religion. She has her own beliefs. And that is something that's so vital to a normal, like a human being.
Mm-hmm.
That is a human being fundamental right. Mm-hmm. To have the right to choose and be free. And that's something that you're not able to do as a Kurdish woman and somebody who is Kurdish.
It's going to take a lot of people who get up there in the halls of government, like policymakers and
mm-hmm.
lawyers and the like, that can start the long process of trying to establish a Kurdistan homeland again. But that's the goal. There's lots of smart young people coming along, and they can hopefully that would be one of the things, one of the avenues, to get you know, they don't have to prove legitimacy. It's just mechanisms to do it. That's a good thing. That'd be the biggest part.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Well, that's good stuff. So, folks, if you have any questions for Susie before we get out of here, we have another section of the show to go. And just go to our Radio Waterloo chat blurb there and put some questions in there, and we can try to answer some of those or make comment to them in our next section of the show coming up. And quick review. It's Jeff Steger here with Community Connections Radio Waterloo. We do this to bring one of experiences to various people in the area to tell us their story. And just glad to have Susie in today talking about the Kurdistan peoples and the issues of a young woman over in who happened to be Kurdistan, Kurdish, but is also a focal point for women's rights, and that they should be able to wear their hair as they wish and things like that. And so with that big ramble on my part, Susie, tell us what this next song is, please.
Yep, thank you guys for listening. Our next song is called Kermanshah. It is a Kurdish artist whose name is Hasan Zirak. He has literally thousands of songs, and not similar to many artists nowadays, he didn't even remember his songs. He would actually just sing them, and he would sing from the bottom of his heart, and his songs were like poems. He would speak such beautiful words about Kurdistan and where he's from, and I believe he takes a lot of our thoughts and puts them into indescribable words, which is really nice to listen to.
Mm-hmm.
So that's this one next.
Go ahead.
Zamana bazmi randana Zamana bazmi randana باشن شهر شیرینم شهری جوان و کردن اشینم تیم خوش دایما ببینم خوشم بکی چاجیران خوشم بکی چاجیران امن دوست تو دازگیران ای وی وی دورا دورا ای وی وی بابان بیران شان جگه اشدادم جگه شیرن جیب ارهادم کل کل تو ناشی الهیادم خوشم دی که چاجیران خوشم دی که چاجیران امن دوست تو دازگیران ای وی وی دورا دورا بابان ویران کرماشان شهری که جوانی شهری گوره کردستانی صاحبی تا خواستانی خوشم دی که چاجیران خوشم دی که چاجیران امن دوست تو دازگیران ای وی وی دورا دورا بابان ویران کرماشان شهری رنجینی جگه فرهاد جشیرینی حزم که دایما بیبینی خوشم دوی که چاجیران خوشم دوی که چاجیران امن دوست تو دازگیران ای وی وی کرماشان شهری دل خوشی کرماشان نم که تو فراموشی شهر شیرین و اصل خوشی خوشم دی یک چاجیران خوشم دی یک چاجیران امن دوست تو دازگیران ای وی وی سرگ لکین یوم کوریان شان تعریفی توم تواوا پیدا من دوی من حساوا چون منی بوگی بومی رازای وای خوشم دی که چاجیران خوشم دی که چاجیران امن دوست تو دازگیران ای وای وای
All right, folks, we are in the last bit of our show today. Susie has been a great guest, and we've talked about some great music. That particular artist, before we forget, you sort of mentioned in, while I was playing that it's an older artist with more traditional music to it. Man, do you give us a little short story about this last artist, please?
Right. So that was Hasan Zirak. He is from Kermanshah, and that's what the song was mm-hmm. from, which is a city in Kurdistan.
Mm-hmm.
He has written many songs, and he's a great artist because he doesn't memorize any of his songs. He actually just freestyles them.
Okay.
And you can find many of them on YouTube, and that was one of them there. And he speaks about Kurdistan mainly. And it's more of an older traditional song because they use like the drums and the strings and whatnot.
Right.
And it's beautiful and it's acoustic and it's.
Hopefully, we can put some links to all those things. We'll see if we can get. I'll get Susie and May to write some of these down. Let us work on. We'll maybe have those links on there. So as mentioned, this is our last bit of our show, and we talked about what Susie coming to Canada and the 4-year-old kid running around the airport. I think you said there.
Yeah.
And then we talked about what's involved with that, with the death of that young woman, and attributed to her to the fact that she wanted to have to take off her hijab and have her hair out there. And then thirdly, we talked about what the heck is going on and why doesn't Kurdistan have its own country and how are we going to get there?
Mm-hmm.
Kind of sums up, right?
Yeah.
So here's the good news, folks. While I've been doing the show, Susie's phone's got some stuff going on. And Susie, tell us a little bit about what's happening. What kind of questions are some of our listeners today posing to you? We've got about, not quite 10 minutes to talk on this. We want to. 5 minutes is fine. What are people saying to you on your phone there?
Well, one of my friends talked about the division in Kurdistan and spoke about the fact that we should be united as one no matter what dialect of Kurdish you speak. Hmm. Because we've been displaced so much,
yes.
each area or each tribe, whichever part you're from, you speak a different dialect because Kurdish has developed and picked up so many other languages from being displaced that if I were to meet somebody from Syria,
yeah.
I would not understand their dialect of Kurdish, right. which is sad, but it's actually unifying because we're not a minority,
right?
There's so many of us, and it doesn't matter where you're from. We speak Kurdish, and sure, there's different dialects, but that makes it even more beautiful. Right.
Well, there's all kinds of dialects of English and French and everything.
Right. It's just exactly.
Not that unusual of a thing.
Exactly.
The argument is, what happens in any language is, who is the right and purest form, and then it gets really nutty, you know.
Exactly.
But exactly. What else are your friends saying? What else you got there?
Comments from people.
Another thing was about the protests and the amount of people that were dying.
Yeah.
We don't know. So the amount of numbers that you see posted, again, with Iran cutting off internet, you're not able to see the death rates. And most of these are, actually pretty much all of them are peaceful protests, right? We're fighting right. about women's rights and being able to dress the way you want to. And the strict rules, the laws in Iran are not about freedom. It's not about being a woman. It's not about anything related to that.
Right.
Right? Like, you should be able to dress the way you want and be respectful to either gender. And it doesn't matter what you were born with, where you're from. We're all from Kurdistan. And Gina, my condolences to your family. You know, if you are listening or if anyone knows that family, I am so sorry that you were not able to return home to your family. It's a terrible thing, not knowing if your sibling makes it out alive. I remember reading that her brother, I was actually screaming for her to not go into the hospital because her name was Gina, and right. it was a Kurdish name.
Right, I gotcha, yeah. Hmm.
And I think many people need to know that she was Kurdish, and she was not an Iranian woman. Although Iranian women and Kurdish women are fighting for women's rights, we need to recognize that she was Kurdish from Kurdistan,
right.
and that's not a good from point. Iran.
This is the interesting thing about the story. We've all heard about women's rights, but here's some of the little subtleties to it.
That mm-hmm.
each woman, if this is women's right, each woman has a slightly different story where it came from. And this is, thanks for bringing that story. What else do people say? Anything else in that
I didn't get too many comments on the website, but some of you on Instagram were just talking about how it happened. And So Mahsa was in Iran. I believe she was visiting some relatives there.
Yep.
And I don't know why she was in Tehran, but on that day in September, she was 22 years old, and I believe her brother was with her. And her hijab was showing a little bit of her hair on the top of her head. Right. And the mortality police had actually taken her into one of the prisons. And I believe that they said that if a woman goes out, they usually don't come out alive, which is terrible for that to be an actual known statement. So while she was in there, they said that she had to take a 3-hour educational class about how to properly wear the hijab.
Right.
But during that time, many women and people who are waiting outside for some of these people to come out, they heard screams inside. And as women came out, Gina didn't. And as people were crying, there was an ambulance that took somebody to the hospital. And in that ambulance, although nobody knew, her brother had a feeling that Gina wasn't there.
Mm-hmm.
And because she was using her Iranian name, I don't know how they found out, but they found out that she was Kurdish and her real name was Gina. So she was beaten. She was beaten and beaten. And actually, in some of the photos, it's terrible to look at. She barely has a nose, you know, and there's blood all over her face. And it's terrible for you to not even have the resources to go to a hospital because of your name and your ethnicity and where you're from. So that's what happened to Gina. And that can be anybody in Iran. And it's happening to children in these protests who are as young as 10 years old, you know. They're taking other rules away from people. And it's terrible. It shouldn't be happening. It should be talked about, you know. And that's what today's about.
That's what today's about. And then
yeah.
I just want to thank you so much for being here, Susie. We have 5 minutes to go on the show, so we'll just wind up things here. And perhaps we'll talk some more about getting something like you on the air again, doing some things.
If you guys want to hear more and see me again, leave a question or a comment.
And maybe some other music and some other interesting things about the culture of Kurdistan. You briefly alluded to it. Diet, clothing, colors, all that kind of stuff. There's lots to talk about. And so with that, folks, we'll see you later. Perhaps Bob will be back, the other co-host on top of that, another guy. This is Community Connections at CKMS Radio. It's our station-sponsored show where we bring one-off opportunity for various community groups to come in and tell us their story. And whether you're a musician or an activist or whatever you are, come on in. We'll do that. And you know what? If you really are interested in radio, listen, we've got empty spots in our schedule, and we have some modest support for shows we don't have enough of. And we just want you to go over to our website, radiowaterloo.ca. Kick around there, you'll see that link called Start a Show, and it has options there to be a volunteer or a sponsor to change your show or to start a show. And so with that, folks, have a great week. It's Friday. I guess it's weekend. What am I saying? It's a weekend already.
Happy Friday. Have a great weekend. Stay educated.
And enjoy this nice, beautiful fall weather. We don't want to say the snow word yet. The S word does next week, perhaps.
And there's also a hashtag you guys can do. It's Jin Jian Azadi. And that means women, freedom. Okay. And her name, of course, Gina.
Okay.
All right, folks. See you later. Thanks for listening today. You could be doing a lot of things on a Friday afternoon here with us, and we thank you very much.
We thank you.
All right. Talk to you later. Bye for now.
This has been CKMS Community Connections, and my name is Bob Jonkman. CKMS Community Connections is sponsored by Radio Waterloo and produced for CKMS FM Radio Waterloo in Kitchener, Ontario, Canada. We're a community radio station with programming produced by the community, for the community, and about the community. You can read the show notes at radiowaterloo.ca/ccc, read the music lists, hear the past episodes, and subscribe to the podcast. Our executive producer is Jennifer Strong. Contributing producers are Jeff Stager, Dylan Bravener, and Steve Todd, who also wrote and performed our opening theme music. CKMS Community Connections airs every Monday from 11 a.m. to noon, and also on Fridays from 3 p.m. to 4 p.m.